I want to circle back to this issue of the patient with a node-negative tumor that's ER-positive. And I'm curious about your take, again, in terms of the issue of clinical research, in terms of the choice of chemotherapy in that situation where, you know, there's going to be a little bit less benefit than we see, or at least absolute benefit, compared to a patient with a node-positive tumor. And one of the issues that's been discussed a lot in the last year or two is the question of, do we need to use anthracyclines, for example, adriamycin, with a potential risk, small risk, of cardiomyopathy and leukemia. And I'm curious about your take on the TC regimen, docetaxel cyclophosphamide, that was reported by U.S. Oncology as a non-anthracycline alternative in this situation.
Yeah, I was impressed with Steve Jones' study, and it's been reported now in full, and I think it's a large trial. It's a well-conducted trial, and it basically showed that TC was actually slightly better than AC and had overall differing toxicities, but overall certainly less toxicity and certainly much less in the way of cardiotoxicity. So in my practice, we've adopted TC as one of the regimens that patients are eligible for. I typically use that in exactly the type of patient that you're talking about, which is the node-negative patient, because if I recall the trial correctly, it actually was in node-negative patients only. So I'm not sure that we're ready to abandon what I would consider a three-drug regimen, that is an adriamycin, cyclophosphamide, and taxane regimen in higher-risk patients. But certainly in lower-risk patients, a two-drug regimen is appropriate. And TC fits the bill because it's very well tolerated, it doesn't have the long-term cardiac effects, and it provides a great deal of efficacy in that setting.
Any thoughts about sort of the tolerability of TC versus AC? We've gotten used to AC. It's probably the most common regimen, we think, based on our patterns of care study. It's being used right now. But, you know, there are problems that can occur, not just the long term, but also short term, in terms of some patients having problems with GI toxicity. How do you see these two regimens comparing in terms of quality of life as they go through it?
I think that the acute toxicity of TC is, generally speaking, less than AC. As you say, mucositis remains a problem in a small but significant minority of patients. Actually, we looked at our database and we found it in about 10-15% of patients receiving anthracycline-based therapies in the adjuvant setting, in a very large database of thousands of patients with severe oral mucositis. So it's not that uncommon. We see somewhat more nausea with AC as well, even with the best antiemetic therapies, and that's still an unresolved problem for patients with breast cancer that deserves more study, I believe, as well. The problem with TC, in my experience, tends to relate to something that is more annoying, I think, than long-term, which is we're seeing some skin toxicity with TC. We certainly see a lot of nail toxicity. We even see eye tearing as a problem, even when docetaxel is given every 3 weeks as opposed to weekly, where it's actually much more common in my experience. That can be an annoying problem, and some patients actually have to have dilatation of their eye ducts later on. And we do see still some neurotoxicity, which is my great concern with the use of paclitaxel, actually, which we have great experience with. We're seeing patients who have prolonged neurotoxicity, so there is a little bit of trade-off there. Although it's usually grade 1 or 2 and mild to moderate, it can be somewhat prolonged. It's certainly less common with docetaxel, in my experience, than paclitaxel, but we do see some patients who get that.